Okay, about to begin a new sugya. We always have to be careful when we say brand new sugya because it doesn't seem like anything is brand new these days. Everything, one sugya is leading into another, which is kachidakar shel Torah. So the Gemara is discussing the intricacies of when is the latest possible time to be mevatel chametz. Everyone agrees that you're supposed to be mevatel chametz, even though you're already boydeik, even though, again, minat Torah, once you're boydeik, that sounds like it's a pretty good job done, but there were concerns. There were chashashos, and therefore, body tashi evatel. Now the question is, when to time this bittul? So the Gemara says that there's no way that you can be mevatel after zman isuro. I think we should know that already, all the ramifications of why that statement is true. But then the Gemara adds on the chiddush, that not only is it impossible to be mevatel the achaz man isuro midaraisa, it is impossible to be mevatel the achaz man isuro midirabanan as well. And that means that on a perfect 6 to 6 day, even though I'm in a Torah, nothing really happens until Chatzos. Even worst case scenario, it becomes also Be'achila, B'hano. Again, even that wasn't 100% Muskum. But even Zolzayin, that at Chatzos becomes also Be'achila, B'hano, for sure before Chatzos nothing happens. Yet the Mishnah tells us, a little bit later on in the first barak, that Sarfa B'tchila Sheish, which again, according to the way we assume halach, what that means is that there is a real bona fide issa midirabanan that's chal already in al before chatzos. So once the chametz is also about no, be it only midirabanan, we say all the dinim of shnei dvarim in mishisa shaladim kick in, whatever in the world that means. And although that statement doesn't apply in haktorah until chatzos, but midirabanan already begins an hour earlier. And the Gemara just wants to prove that, just wants to clarify that nekuda, that we treat the Zman Derabonon as being basically on equal footing with the Zman Deraisa. And the Gemara proves that from Rav's statement. Tell Rav Gidlam, Rav Chiba Yosef, and Rav, the end of the first Imam Mikaimis. Hamakadish v'shei shol sulamala, afil b'chita de kurdanais el chashon kedushin. Proof of this statement is the fact that kedushin are not tivsin, even at a time when the chametz is only also b'dirabanan. Now the simple pshat the Gemara is that Mekadosh B'shei Shals is referring to in the sixth hour, means i.e. just as we're being da now, is it shaykh the mevatel chametz is this in the sixth hour, is in the sixth hour ready b'dirabanan called Eina B'shus HaShaladam. So the Gemara proves it from Rav Gidl's statement in the name of Rav, that since you can't be Mekadosh Anish in the sixth hour, so that's proof positive that it meets all the criteria of Enem Yeshusa, etc. And therefore, Bittul would not be an option at that time. Now, I'm very, very conveniently glossing over an Akuda in the Sugya. There's a major Mechlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and hopefully we'll talk about this probably a couple of Sugyas down the line, as to, did the Gemara really mean what it just said? The Gemara really mean Mishay Shos means in the sixth hour? Doesn't the term Mishay Shos usually mean after the sixth hour? So we have a lot of work to do on the details of those words, Mishay Shos Ulamala. I have a feeling that the way the schedule is going to play out is that we may have to clarify that a little bit after Shay Shos Ulamala. I mean, this may be our first sugya after Pesach. I apologize for that. I was kind of aiming and hoping that we would finish up this particular nekud of the sugya before Pesach, about the Shay Shos Ulamala. But, sometimes me, it's a horror of going on slight digressions and tangents. Sometimes throws off our schedule a little bit. So we'll hang in there, everybody say. But again, according to the simple pshat in the Gemara, is that we have proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that Shoshishis, but the Rabbanon is basically the same halachas as post Shoshishis, which is of course a problem with the Raisa. One of the ramifications of chametz not belonging to you, either in a term of the Rabbanon, whatever that means, is that you can't be mekadosh anisha with it. Hamikadosh, stayin mekadoshes. And this is not a great surprise, because the basic formulation of this din already goes back to a Mishnah, Daf Nun Vav and Maseches Kedushin, where the Mishnah is discussing Isuri Hanah D'Oraisa. The Mishnah rattles off, Mekadosh Be'orla, Kiriya Kerem, Petach Hamor, Bas B'chol V'Ala, Isuri Hanah D'Oraisa, Ein Mekudeshes. The Chiddush of Psachim, Daf Vav and Daf Zayin, is that even something which is Asra HaNabana, only Midirabonon, is also Ein Mekudeshes. Now, that happens to be a very, very loaded statement, which is actually our next thing, which hopefully we will get a chance to do later on in the week, is that how do we take a woman who in her Torah just received kedushin and send her free because it's on a midrabanan? So that's a loaded question, hopefully to be determined in the next circuit. But the basic principle governing the entire sugya right now is a davar asaba no is not shayach to mekadesh nisha with. Hein if it's asaba no min haTorah, hein if it's asaba no min haRabbanan, hein if it's shah if it's chametz liach hashay shos, hein if it's chametz bitzoch shashishus, hein if it's bas b'cholav, hein if it's all of the kiliya kerem, hein if it's shahaniskol, hein if it's petach hamor, sayer nozer, you name it. Mekadesh pshuah noz ein mekudeshes, ayin kedushin af minvav, ayin sachad af zayin. And our sugi really opens up with questioning that statement of fact. Nobody argues with it. Stop Mishnah, nobody disagrees with that. And the question is conceptually why. Why is it that the kedushin are not tefsir? So let's play it out under the chuppah. We've played out the scenario many times. Chassan's standing there, he's shaking a little bit. Sadek Dushli asked him, because I see the ring. The ring, I knew someone's supposed to bring. He turns around to his older brother. Did you bring? I forgot to bring. There's no ring. Okay. No problem. We'll do it without a ring. Sadek Dushli is very creative, innovative under the chuppah. He says, do you have anything else you could possibly use in lieu of a ring? So the guy has multiple options. So he says, well, I have in my car a Shohan Iskol. That's one possibility. We can get that. Or I have an apple of Orla, or I got this a cheeseburger sitting in my coat pocket. So I got a lot of multiple things. So the Kedushin says, wait a second, I remember something's Kedushin once. Daft and Vav, no, it's no good. Sorry, no good. Why not? That's a problem. So the Chora, the simplest answer is that in order to affect the kin in Kesef, which is basically what a condition is, you have to give Kesef that you own. You have to give something that you own. And after all, don't we all know that you don't own Isiriha? No. So if you don't own this Kesef, and the Messiah of Kedushin asks you, the first question of the Chuppah is, so did you buy the ring with your own money? Does this ring belong to you? If it's a cheeseburger, Shoah Nisko, Petah Hamar, Seher Nozer, etc., the answer to that question is no, it's not. It doesn't belong to me because Yisrael and O don't belong to me. So that's the easiest approach, the simplest reason why the condition is not tasted. Which great Rishon would say this and would end Shia right now? The Raivin. Just in case you thought we forgot the Raivin, we didn't forget the Raivin. According to the Raivin quoted Masechta Sukkah by the Ritva, rejected by the Ritva, but the Raivin who stood his position, and had a couple of Gemaras that seemed to support him. According to the Raivin, this Mishnah is very, very easy, very, very simple. It doesn't belong to you. Finish, end the discussion. You can't do a kidney cast, but sorry, it doesn't belong to you. But, according to the Ritva, in Sukkah claims that Isir HaNa do belong to you. If it's called Lachem for the purposes of Dalabinim, remember, according to the Ritva, there is no Chisaron and Bailas preventing you from Minyetze Esrig, but an Esrig Shal Orla. The only reason is there's a court called Ksisim Echtashiri. And the Ritva has that unique understanding that the when something is over the Shreifa, even if it's not literally a Chiyav Shreifa, it's Royalist Shreifa, it's Dark of a Kapal Shreifa, this is also Ksisim Echtashiri. But Lulay that Chisar of Sisim Echtashirei Zach the Ritva, there's nothing wrong with being Yaitzi Dal Mina with an Esrik Shal Orla because it's Lachem, 100% Lachem. So why can't you be Mekadesh an issue with it? Do what? Oh, okay, we've got a little while to go so we'll get to that. Any other ideas before we get to that point? What other Ikov can there be within the world of the Ritva? So what would we guess the Ketzais would say about this? What? So the Ketzal son Simon Tavav Sukkotan Beis was the biggest believer of that Isir HaNa Yasta Shaloi Aver Eina Bishusai. And again, we spoke about this many times. The Ketzal's buying into the Balamor's model. And the Ketzal said, that's Pshah and the Gemara in Bava Kamen Daf Mem Dalem and Hey, why Mocha Eina Mocha Vashar Nisko? So the Ketzal's had this theory that a davar also banah shalayvein and bishusay, And as an Eina B'shuso, it is impossible to transfer ownership on a Davash Eina B'shuso. So the Chora, according to the Ketzos, I can understand why the Kedusha is not Taifsin, even though he owns the apple. You know what the problem is? He owns the apple, but there is no halachic mechanism for him to do what? What? To give it to her. In order for the Kedusha to be Taifsin, he has to give her the apple. He's got to give her the ring. He's got to give her the Shafruta. And since there is no mechanism to do that, because Rabbi Yochanan's din stares us in the face, ish kiyachdish is beisav kedish l'Hashem, but beisav b'shusav kol b'shusav, you can't be makdish and davashen b'shusav. And the Gemara says you can't be mafka and davashen b'shusav. And this gets a little bit tricky, because the Gemara never says you can't be meicher and davashen b'shusav. The Gemara never says you can't be naisim and matal and davashen b'shusav. But obviously, if the Ketzos is going to tell us that the reason why the Kedusha are not tasted is because of the parasha of Eina B'shuso, obviously the Ketzos is going to buy into who? There's no question. Which sheet in Rishayim is the Ketzos going to have to fall back on? Which in the Rishayim and which Rishon says that just as you can't be Makdish, you can't be Mafkir, who dinami you can't be Naisim and Matan, you can't be Meicher. Who is that? Who is the Rishon that says that what you can't be Makdish, you can't be Meicher? What? Who said it? Tosus. Tosus overcome the fight. Remember, Tosus said, you really can't be Mocher or Davashen B'shuso. Nope, nobody remembers this. How could the Gemara overcome? Didn't we talk this like 100 times? The Gemara overcome the fight and says, we paskin, you can write a Harshaw on a Davashen B'shuso. So Frank Tosus, I mean, you can't be Mocher or Davashen B'shuso. So what did Tosus say? Hashem was a special Tacharis Chachamim. It's Shaliach Shavi. It's not really Hakanah. Didn't we talk about this like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 22 weeks ago? So according to Tosfos, the starting point is what you can't be Makdish, you can't be Meicher, and Hashem is different. According to the Rashba, Hashem is not any different. Hashem is like any other Mechira, and there is no equal. You can sell, you can transfer ownership with Davashem Mishuso. There's exerts a cost if you can't make a Chalais Hekdish, or perhaps a Chalais Hefker on it, or maybe a chalos chil on it, that was yesterday, but you can be meichin, can be nice. So according to the Rashba's version, there's no way in the world that Eina B'shuso is going to be the ma'akev in the Kedusha. The problem with the Kedusha is I don't have the logistics, I don't have the mechanism, I don't have the ability to transfer ownership on this chayfetz in order for it to become the ownership of the woman. That is what Kesef Kedusha is. When you give a ring to your kal under the chuppah, you're transferring your bailus on that ring to her, and that is the mechanism of a kin Kesef. Since that mechanism doesn't exist on a davar osma, no, because it's in a b'shuso, at least according to Tosfos, that's the ikav in the Kedusha. Wait, there again. I'm setting you up. I set you up. Good. So again, if I was guessing, I would think that's probably the pshat in the Mishnah in Kedusha. That's probably the pshat in Pesach and Dav Zayin. Everyone agrees, Raya's brewers, Mar Mekamis Beferoshas, that you can't be Mekash Yishu with Davar Osmano. Sugim Pesach and Dav Zayin, the Gabi Chometz, Mishnah Kedusha, the Gabi Oli Surya, no, you can't be Mekash Yishu with Davar Osmano. According to the Raya, the reason is obvious. According to the Ritva, the reason is less obvious. But we're guessing the reason probably is rooted in the fact that it's tacha because it's Eina B'shuso. Shalom Eina B'shuso, you can't be transfer ownership. And we're just fine-tuning that by saying that only makes sense in the world of Tosfos, not in the world of the Rashba. So it's our guess, B'dasak Tosfos, who says this, who actually says Beferish, the Avdim Milurim. So Avdim Milurim says it explicitly. Now, it's not a great surprise because the Avdim Milurim wasn't on the end of the Ketzos, okay? What the Ketzos did for Chayshim Mishpat, so then he did it later in his life, so it's the end of his life, so the Avdim Milurim was put together, it was written a little bit of a different stage in his life, and then it was touched up a little bit by his son-in-law a little bit, so the style is not 100% similar to it. There are a lot of overlaps between the Ketzos and the Avdim Milurim, but it's a little bit of a new, you could tell that it was written in a slightly different manner than the Ketzos. But again, this basic Shtikl Torah, the basic Mahalach that he wrote in the Ketzos, he repeats himself 20, 30, 40 years later in the Sefer Avdim Milurim. I remember once Rabbi Yom was giving a shiur, and he quoted an Avdim Milurim about something, and one of the Talmidim raised his hand and said, Rabbi, that Avdim Milurim holds exactly like the Ketzos. not realizing that it was the same person. Okay? So, and to boot, the Sheir Shemayim is held the same way. It's all three, Sefarim, all written by the same person. Fine. So we have a Mahalach. So we have really two Mahalach. We have this Mahalach of the Ravid, that Ein Mekudesh because it's Ein Shaloi. Now we have the not great surprise, the Ketzelos of Imluim, Bidasa Ritva, that's Ein Mekudesh because of Ein Bishu. So we just had to touch it up a little bit. But L'chaira, something should be staring us in the face right now. What should be staring us in the face is, we already spoke about another chalos in the realm of Ishos, actually the opposite of Kiddushin, that the Gemara in Gittin on the Chof says very much, very clearly, can take place with the cheeseburger, with the oral, etc. Kosval Yisrael, no kosher. If you write a get on an apple shell oil, you write a get on a piece of killer cam, you write a get on a cheeseburger, so Horeiz Mugresh, there is a get, the get is chal. So how can it be that when it comes to Kiddushin, Mekadesh Yisrael no Ainu Mekudeshes, when it comes to Gemish, and also the get is kosher? So the answer is a throwback to what the Ketzos himself told us back in Siman Reish, where the Ketzos highlighted why is it that Kosval Yisrael no kosher? The Ketzos asked, according to Mashtabal Torah, according to everybody knows this Ritva, you can't be Machna, you can't be Naisein, Adav Hashem B'Shusai. So how can a get be effective on a davar also? Now what's the answer? What was the Ketzos you say? You don't really need Hakano. Giving a get is not Hakano. Giving a get is the scene of Venosim B'Yodah. Don't say V'Hiknos a get. It says Venosim B'Yodah. It's a physical Maisei Nesina. So the Chorah, what do you have to say according to the Ketzos now? That Kiddushin and Gerushin are parting ways. Kiddushin and Gerushin are not identical to one another. What takes place, what transpires, when you put a ring on your kallah's finger, and hopefully we don't ever, first we never reach this point, of having given a get to his wife, it's not the same thing. It's a very, very different type of a mice that you're watching. To the person who doesn't understand the amkus advarim, he thinks, well, the man's giving me a piece of paper and the man's giving me a ring. What's the difference? No, it's all the difference in the world. Says the Ketzos, when it comes to a get, the din is v'nosan b'yodo. It's a din is sina without a din hakanah. When it comes to kedushin, it's a kidin kesef derived from steyefroi, kichich misteyefroi, or perhaps other psukim yatzachin min kosef, kesef by yevinivri, whatever the mokor for kidin kesef is, I in the beginning of myself is kedushin. It's a din of kinyonim. And as a din of kinyonim, you have to be mocked near the kesef to the woman. You have to be mocked at the ring, you have to be mocked at the apple. And if the chavtza that you're using is not nitun to parshas hakinyanim, because it's also b'no, and therefore it's eino b'shusai, the kiddushin cannot be effective. So gerushin and kiddushin do not work in the same way. Now some of you may be wondering, hey, wait a second. Gerushin and kiddushin not work in the same way? Isn't that a gross violation of what? V'yotzav ha'hoysa. So the answer is it's most probably not, because rubu de rishayinim hold, the beginning of the sentence kiddushin, v'yotzav ha'hoysa, quite possibly has nothing to do with Kiddusha Kesef. V'yotzav ha'hoysa is most probably related to what? Kiddusha Shtar. It's the source that you can be Mekadesh Anisha B'Shtar V'yotzav ha'hoysa. So all the dinim of a get carry over to Kiddusha Shtar. For example, how do you know that a Shtar Kiddusha has to be written L'Shema? Because it's a din of chos of law by a get, it's a din of chos of law by a shtar kiddushin as well. Many of the other halachas that govern a shtar of a get govern a shtar of kiddushin. But kesef kiddushin, there's no place in Shas, explicitly at least, that there's any comparison of, there's no connection whatsoever between v'yotzav ha'hoysa. So not only is there no connection, but they actually work in radically different ways. One is a din of nesina without hakanah, and one's a din of hakanah. It's probably for this reason that, according to many, many, the following important distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin is true. When it comes to a get, so the Gemara is very, very clear, Tligitech me'agavikarika is no good. Say, a husband comes to the wife and he says, I don't even want to go anywhere near you. So this is Corona get. He says, listen, I'm going to put the get down on the floor and you pick it up. So the Gemara says, that's no good enough to her. Tligitech me'agavikarika is no good. However, according to most Rishonim, but Kiddushin, that would be good. Let's say, it's not the nicest thing to do, but under the chuppah, he says, listen, you know, I'm going to put the ring down on the floor, you pick it up. Tliki d'shach, I'll grab the character. So most of the Rishonim say that's probably okay. How do I know that's okay? Because most of the Rishonim said the Gidim Asar is Kedushin, you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Karka. Let's say, I don't know, field, and I want to use this as the Kesef Kedushin. It's worth a lot more than a Pruta. Instead of giving her a $10 cheapy ring, I'm going to give her $1 million piece of land. So be Kedushin. Rubid Moshe is Kedushin. It's in that context that the Rishonim write, but a Kosef Get Agabi Mechubar is no good. So the Rishonim say, Kedushin Luchud, Vikit Luchud. But there's a din of Yatzav HaHoysa. So the Rishonim write, the Rosh was around, the Gidim says Kedushin right. Nah, that din of Yatzav HaHoysa was set of Mishtar Kedushin, wasn't set of Kesef Kedushin. So come the later Achronim and write, if Madach you can be the Kaddish and Isha with Karka, how are you going to give her the Karka? Teretz says, you know, she's going to take it. She's going to be machzik. She's going to move into it. So that's going to be the nesinah of kedushin. But where's the nesinah? Kavachomer, madach can be mekadosh with karka, and there's no ma'aseh nesinah. Kavachomer can be mekadosh with a tligit, tligit the shayach v'gabi karka. So why is there this discrepancy? Why is it that tligit v'gabi karka is no good, whereas tligit the shayach like the most poskim is good? So the answer is very simple. That for kedushin, it's a din of hakanah without a din nesinah. But get that it's a dinasina without a dinakino. They're two different processes. They're not identical. That notion that they have to be identical is posh, no, never true. And there are chumas and kulas to both. So kedushin, which requires a hakino without a nesina, therefore yisurin are not going to fall short because you don't have the mechanism of chashim mishpat to be machna. On the other hand, liki du shaykh lagabekach will be good because that's a nesina without hakino. I'm sorry, that's hakino without a nesina. Which requires a nesina but doesn't require a hakana, that's the reason why Kli Gitech is no good. It's lacking the Maisa nesina. And that's the reason why Yisurana will be good. Because Yisurana are nitan to nesina, they're just not nitan to hakana. So the dinam are different. So fine, so we have two different mahalchim in the Gedalia Rishonim. Again, nobody says, no Rishon said anything. We just made it up. We just basically took everything that we learned from the last sugya, the Ravid and the Ritva, and we said, according to the Ravid, I understand why condition entices in Bisri Anach, Sena Shalai. According to the Ritva, I understand why condition entices in because of Sena Bishusa. So we plugged in everything we spoke about, like Abi Esreg, like Abi Chometz, everything that we talked about, Shohanisk, everything we talked about for the last 3 weeks, we're plugged into the next sugya as well, Ravid Ritva. But of course, it was a third possibility that probably in our heart of hearts we were most comfortable with. And who was that third possibility? We called it the Chassam Sofer. You know, it's probably a lot of Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim who don't think the Ravid is right, who don't believe that Yisrael and per se are not called Shalai. And Rishonim who for a lot of technical logistical reasons are not going to buy into the Ketzos's, the Ritva. Ketzos/Ritva Pshat. I mean, just rattle off for a second to me. Who's going to have problems with the Ritva's Pshat? So many people for so many different reasons. Come on, give me one or two. What? Because Shimon Kubetzes holds, basically, you mean the Ramban, right? The Ramban slash Shimon Kubetzes, that Eina B'Shusa was a function of Kidin Gazela. It has nothing to do with lack of physical control. So any Rishon who buys into that idea that you need a kidding gazela to be mafkia that didn't reshu so the Rifa's a non-starter, the Ketzos is a non-starter. The Rashba, what did the Rashba say? The Rashba says that Adav Hashem reshu, you can be makna. You just can't be mafkia and can't be makna. So it's also a non-starter in our sugya. So that which the Ketzos, I mean, we're pinning the EF Shart of Kedushin on the Eina B'Shuso is really, really loaded and fraught with controversy. So the Ravid is really, really a B'chudish Tikishita. And the second B is also a B'chudish Ein Kamayu. According to the Chassam Sofer, there never was a din that Yisur HaNoah not Shalai. There was a din Yisur HaNoah B'Shuso. I am Gemar B'Chometz. What's the answer? Chometz is different. The Tadi B'Bin Ha'ilam. What do you do with all the other things that appear in the Mishnah in condition of Benvav, that are not Tony Ibn Olam. Where the Chazam Sofer, or the Kilakem, also not Tony Ibn Olam. But they're worse than that. What else is in the Mishnah, in condition of Benvav? What does it say in the Mishnah? Makadish Bawa? Shor Niskel, Aglarufa, Tipar Mitzera, Seir Nazir, Petach Mor, Bas Bechok, none of those we even told Sharifa. Those are Menanik Borin, not Menanis Rafin. So, according to Chassam Sofer, Sataka, why is it not Mekudeshes? So what's the answer now? We're willing to accept suggestions from before. So give me another reason. Don't go down the route of Shalom or Bishusel. Give me a simple reason. Why? You know why I'm Mekudeshes? Because for Kedushin, it's not enough that you own the item. It's not enough that you can transfer the item. There's another question under the chuppah that's asked. What is that? Is it what? Is it a Sheva Pruta? And the answer is it's not. Why is it not a Sheva Pruta? Because I'm not supposed to be selling it to anybody. I'm not supposed to be selling it neither to a Jew nor to a Goy. Because doing that is a violation of Yisrael. So in the marketplace, it's worthless. Isn't that the obvious reason why Ein Mekudeshes is because it's simply lacking Sheva Pruta? It's so obvious, you got to wonder why at 12:37 we spent the first half hour going down other routes. Why did I drain you a couple each time thinking about Raivas and Ritvas and Chazrin again and confusing you? Why don't we just start off by saying Ein Mekudeshes because it's not worth the Pruta? It's so posh, it's not worth the Pruta? Who calculates the value of an item? This is a very tricky question. This is a pre 3 o'clock, post 3 o'clock, or pre 1 o'clock, whatever time Lubin and Kaddish end these days. Who determines whether this Gemara is worth anything? Who determines whether this pair of glasses are worth anything? We in the Beis Medrash make that call. We the Lom de Teira, the world from Beis Medrash, we're the ones who make that call. Or who? Sai Sims makes the call. Yes, the guys in marketing. Yes, the guys in. Barak, he doesn't know about marketing, he knows about math. I don't know. Where's Barak? Where's his brother? Is he here? Where are you? Yeah, okay. Tell your brother not to be insulted. So who makes the call, they say? This is like part of a global question. We spoke about this 100 times. Remember back in Shabbos days? Who decides where the food's cooked? The yeshiva should get into the Spanish. Who knows the difference between a raw hot dog and a cooked hot dog? Or his wife, who's winning all the recipe awards and for the yeshiva, you know, yeshiva dinner. Who makes the call on these things? Malcolm Patish, who says something's broken? If it ain't broken, don't fix it. Who? Who decides that? The guy in the Spanish? There's no difference between a nut and a bolt. And a Phillips screwdriver. Yedem Shmid is not sure what a Phillips screwdriver is. He? What? The guy. Come on, the guy made it. The guy who really works at Home Depot. The guy with the funny orange apron at Home Depot. The guy who really knows how to build something. Not the Yeshivish guy who comes there of Sukkos. Epis, you have some piece of Epis, you know. The only thing my wife trusted me to go for is to get some Velcro. So this is a loaded question. So, for the first 35 minutes of Shia, we've been assuming that this really is a Sheva Pruta. There's no lack of Shavuos to this. In the Goyish marketplace, cheeseburgers go for a lot. I challenge you, go to 181st Street and Broadway, go into McDonald's, and ask him how much a cheeseburger costs. Go find the shortness, go find how much it sells for. If you go into the world of the Beis Medrash, you're not going to get much money for it. So the Chassam Sofer, clearly, since the first two answers are not relevant to him, because he holds that Yisrael are yours and Bishuso and all the other Rishonim who don't buy the Nishrive and Nishritvos have to fall back on a Chiddush to say that it's Takanat Shavu Pruta, because the Halacha determines it's also to you, it's also to sell, therefore there's no market value. So we have three very, very different approaches in the Gedali here, Rishonim / Acharonim, as to what is the background of Psachim Dav Zayin and Aleph. So when you learn Pesachim Dav Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara says, "Mekadesh Sheshos Lamala in Mekudeshes." The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even the Rabbonans are not Mekudeshes. Kavachem is Deraisas, which is building off of the Mishnah and Kedusha Daf involved. The Mekadesh or the Kilakem is Mekudeshes. Now that we know Baruch Hashem so much about the status of Yisrael Noah, we've determined three possible different reasons why it's Mekudeshes. But now we have to try to iron out some of the details. Are there any differences practically? Any issues that the Rishonim raised that impact upon this? So, the Baruch Hashem, because we spent so much time learning about Chometz and Yisrael HaNoah, we are in a good position to try to analyze the next part of the sugya. And that's an issue raised by the Ramban. Ramban raises actually multiple questions in the third of the Mamakamis. We're going to pick up with the last one. Vikasha. Let's look at the last line. Vikasha, Rekol Nisraf and Ephraim Mutter. The Ramban learned Tamura. Ramban must have read that Reb Chaim. So Ramban says, wait a second, Makadish, Be'orla, Be'kivakirim, Einim, Be'kudeshes, really? What's that? What do you mean? Konis, Rofet, Efer, Mutter. What's the Ramban asking? True, Barshe, who shown this apple can't be used, but in one, with one match, this apple can be turned into a pile of ashes, which could be sold up, could be worth a lot. That's the Ramban's formulation of his cash. So what does the Mishnah say? Einam Kadesh is called Nisrofet Efer Mutter. Now, the Ramban obviously is not asking on every single case of the Mishnah, because there are a lot of things in the Mishnah that are not Nisrofet. The Petach Hamor, the Bas B'chol, Shor Nisko, those are not Nisrofet. So that per se would be understandable. But since there are a few things in the Mishnah, oil and Kilei Kerem, that's where the Ramban's question begins. There's a little bit of a throwback. With the Ramban, if let's say the Ramban wasn't learning Maseches Kedushin, let's say the Ramban was just learning Pesachim, and the Gemara said, Makadosh Bechometz Einam Kedushin, which is what the Gemara just said. Would the Ramban ask his question? What do you think? Do the Ramban say, hey, wait a second, why Einam Kedushin? Kol Nisrofet Efer Mutter. Would you ask that question with the Ramban in Pesachim?
It's not clear that Chometz requires Sreif, no.
Well, Tosfos at least said, and the Torah already said, that whether or not Efer Chometz is Mutter depends on Rabbi Yehuda the Chacham. Right? If I'm not mistaken, I think Reb Chaim picked up on that, right? That was Rabbi Kivega and Reb Chaim. We spent a lot of time on that. But the good news is the Ramban wasn't learning Pesachim now. He's learning Kedushin. And in Kedushin, he's definitely justified in his question. Because the Mishnah unequivocally talks about Nisrofet and Anigbar in the same breath. It's all lumped together. So, Frek the Ramban, Abba Zoi, we're dealing with Yisurah and Abba and Nisrofet, take away the Kol Nisrofet Efer Mutter. So, the Ramban gives I don't mean a dochuk in a negative way, but I think you understand what I mean. Yishloi mehocha v'sh'ein be'efer sheva pruta. Says Ramban, no kimtu teretz. And basically, the question is better than the answer. That in Hochinami, says the Ramban, if you had 1,000 apples, and if you would light them all up, and you would end up with a nickel's worth of afer, in Hochinami, should be mekudeshes. Hachamaiskin is one little apple, a whole apple's worth 10 cents to start with, and you burn his afer, it's worth a half a pruta. So, shoo, you breathe a sigh of relief, ain't b'sheva pruta. That's very stating on that. By the way, Ramban's talking money, he's talking prutas. What do you think? Which of the three pshatim of Yisurah Hanah in Mekadesh that the Ramban held? He's very, very money-oriented, this Ramban. He's talking about sometimes it is a pruta, sometimes it's not a pruta. And if it's a lot of apples, it will be a pruta. If it's not a lot of apples, that's a pruta. He is definitely on whose team? Some Sofer's team. Is it a great surprise that the Ramban's on the Chassam Sofer's team? Not at all a great surprise, because we know that the Ramban, we know which team the Ramban is not on for sure, which is which. There's no way he's on the Ketzos's Ritvos team, because the Ramban, in that one liner in the Mulchamis, in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Avakama, when he took on the Velamor and said that the equal of Ena B'Shuso is predicated on Kinyan Gezela, with that one line, the Ramban just knocked the entire Ketzos out. The Tzos's entire theory is predicated on, according to the Ramban, an incorrect assumption. So it's not a great surprise that the Ramban's talking dollars and cents here. And he's determining dollars and cents market value by the Beis Medrash, not by Yisai Sim's Chevra. So the Ramban just told us that whether or not an apple is a Sheva Pruta, you should just know, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, depending on how many apples and how much Afer you can get out of those apples, what the going rate for Afer is. It may or may not be a Sheva Pruta. That's what the Ramban says. So, the Rashba quotes this Ramban, on underlined in the Rashba, fourth Marcos of Tamer, for all of the Kilakarbis Reifa, with Tanshali Tamura calling Shofraf and Mutter, with Tilta Betaisvis, Dachabit Legal Shaputa Betzimtum, The Rashba had a Tosis that said that we don't have that Tosis, the Rashba had access to a Tosis. The Ramban also, as we mentioned, the Ramban, though he was a Svarji, the Ramban was the Talmud of the Balei Tosis, because one of the Ramban's Rebbeim was one of the Talmidim for the Balei Tosis. So the Ramban must have heard this teretz somewhere in the grapevine, this teretz about Hocham Eskinen, Pach Sheva Pruta. So the Rashba said he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it. Bechlal not. Says the Rashba, I'm going to attack this teretz on multiple textual objections. V'ena mechuvali. Skip down a few lines in the Rashba. V'ena mechuvali. First of all, the hastamak tani kol mekadesh b'olv kilakevinim kadeshes. The Mishnah does not say how many apples there are. The Mishnah does not tell you that if you got 25 apples there and then you end up with the Shabbatutah worth of Afri, you're good to go. The marriage is good. No. The Shidchis Aloshan, from the surface, you know, the simple interpretation of the Mishnah, doesn't appear at all the Sokimta that the Ramban is saying is correct. That's the Rashba's first objection. Again, not a halachic objection, just a textual objection. V'yayim, do we the Shohan Nisko Ketani? The Shohan Nisko Maske Bekula Shabba Shesh Ba Shabba Kama Prutas. Says the Rashba, Kash Ba Shohan Nisko. You think Shohan Nisko means like one slice of Shohan Nisko meat? What does the Shohan Nisko mean? A big axe. Shohan Nisko, it's got to be big enough to have killed somebody. So again, I told that a big. Now again, I never tried to burn a Shohan Nisko, but I imagine just as paraduma, you get an awful lot of afer out of that one. You probably get a significant amount of afer out of a good fat Shohan Nisko, and if you're in the afer business, it probably could sell for more than a pruta. So imagine under the chuppah. Can you imagine this discussion going under the chuppah? I was once in Masada Kedushin, one of my talmidim, and he was about to put the ring on his kallah's finger, and he whispered, Rebbe, this is where I'm supposed to say, Harem Kadesh B'Shoah Nisko, right? This is it, right? I said, oh yeah, this is it, right? Yeah. What do you say it a little louder to your kallah, maybe, and see what she says, okay? So, at least he was paying attention. Shia, I think we're in condition right here. So, he's about to be kallah with the Shoah Nisko, and the Masada Kedushin is getting very, very nervous. He says, wait a second, is this worth a prut or not? So, all of a sudden, standing under the chuppah, photographers are taking a flash at that smile. Shohan Nisko smiling, okay? Getting ready to kill the next guy. And the Masada Kedushin sitting there pimpling, is it worth a pruta now? So he says, Epis, maybe, it depends who you ask. So he says, if we ask the Sai Sims guys, of course it's worth the Shem Pruta. No, we don't ask them, we ask the Yeshiva guys. No, the B'yid, tell me, no. Tamachochim, Nirab Ketzai, tell me, does the Shem Pruta, the Shem Pruta? The Shem Pruta. Oh, wait! Somebody else yells in the back. The brisker in the back yells out, wait a second! Tamura daflam gimel, kol nisraf and efer mutar, kol nikbar and efer nasar. What? Wait, who? What? Where? One second here. The Shor HaNiskol is what? Is the sraf and nikbar? Nikbar. So the efer is not going to be mutar anyway. Right? So what's the Rashba want? The stuff that the Rashba wants is that the mashmos of the Mishnah is that we're talking about humongous things. It's about big, big things. A shor is worth $1 million in Enem HaKadeshes. So to the stuff of the parallel is, you got a big pot, a big barrel of apples, of Orla Kiliakara. We're talking about big stuff, heavy stuff. The Ramban says, no, Hakamaiskim, it's one half an apple. That's for short of the Eifer B'Nishar Prutim. Unlikely, says the Rashba. Again, each one of these kashas of the Rashba are not halachic kashas. They're just Metzias kashas. Just textual kashas. I'm not minimizing them, but they're textual kashas. And the Rashba is the third kasha. The Oid. The Gassir B'Tesef, the Mekadesh B'Asher U'Perosel, the Ir Nidachas U'Yashveha. Kulon alpha pisha mochan vikidish bidmen en mekadeshes. Ama alpha pisha ilben and misrofin viesh beefen yasmash of a put them mekadeshes. Says the Rashba, the Tesefta says, you make a kaddish and isha with an asherah tree. A whole tree! You mekadesh isha with an entire city. You mekadesh isha with the entire city of New York. The Mishnah says, no. Ein mekadeshes. What's the Rashba's kasha? If you burn the entire city, you'll probably be able to get what? At least chachawat? At least a prut of Efer? It's a whole city. Hard to believe you're not going to get a prut worth of Efer. So you see from this day after the Rambam, it's partially wrong. The answer to the Rambam is partially wrong. The Tzitzis is just wrong. So the Rashba, three strikes against. The wash of the Mishnah doesn't make any distinction between a lot of apples and little apples. The Mishnah's talking about shoaniskos, which are big, big things. And then the Tosefta's talking about big, big things, which are b'nei nisrofin, and should the Efer should have been mutter. And although behind the Tosefta says it's also, seven for da, a lot, a little, there's no difference. The Ramban and the Tosefta's answer is just not correct. Who here saw this Rashba? Everyone read this Rashba? Who here was disturbed by this Rashba? By the third kash of the Rashba. The most powerful of all three kashas is the third kasha, no question about it. The Septa state, the Farish, Hamakadesh, Asher of Ir Anidachas, an entire city. Everybody knows Asher de Anidachas of Israel. Eidacham and Asherah from Golden Bizarre. Obviously, there's more than a prut of ashes here. No one's disturbed by this kasha. Kolan is rough and Ephraim Mutter. Let me know the next line. Kolan is rough and Ephraim Mutter. Let me give him a basin tomorrow. You got it for me? Kolan is rough and Ephraim Mutter. What? What's the next line? You got it. Come on.
Like
gotta find it. No, you gotta find it, Hold on. Kolan is rough and Ephraim Mutter, Chutz me Efer Ashera. The Efer of Ashera is actually not included in the Heter of Efer. Anyone know why? Pashas is because it says, Lo Yidrach v'yalcham umma min Achera. Where's that Pasuk? But Yer Nidachas.
Thank you.
It happens to be about Yer Nidachas and Pashas are A. And many of the dim of Yisrael Hanov Avodah Zarah derived from Yeridachas. Yeridachas is not exactly Avodah Zarah. It's the people worshipped some kind of false god, and now the whole city becomes like Avodah Zarah. So the din is that anything that's covered by the Pasuk, Yidrach v'yalcham umma min acherim, ba'umma means even the smallest amount, even the Efer remains b'Yisrael. The Heter of Kol Nisrof and Ephraim Mutter only applies to oil and Kiliyah Karim, or maybe Chametz Pesach possibly. But it doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah, it doesn't apply to Asher, it doesn't apply to Yeridachas. So what's the Rashba talking about? Rashba's bringing it around and says, you see, for the Tesefta, that you burnt the entire city, and there's definitely an Efer's, Prutah's worth of Efer there, and still Enim HaKodeshes, stop. You're right, there are billions of dollars worth of Efer there, except all those billions of dollars were lost by no. Because Efer, Yeridachas, and Asher, Avaiter, lost by no. Nobody knows what the Rashba meant with this law. All the Echorim, Pelagot, nobody knows what the Rashba meant. What kind of raya was it? What? No, but he's building up on the raya, and he's saying that, no. Look what he says. No, he's saying these are Nisrofin, which are Nisrofin Mutter. Ephraim Mutter. By the Shor Nisko, that was a halbitzer of the Rai from the Shor Nisko. This is, he realized that this first Rav Shor Nisko was for his little shvach. This is a pili plan. Shamelach already got this ball rolling. Well, the Echvarim, no one's talking about what the world of Rosh remember this line. But one thing we know clear from the Rashba that he was not a big fan of the Teretz of the Ramban. And therefore he went searching for another answer, another reason. So Taka, why have a Makadosh Anisha with Orla, with a million apples of Orla? And the ashes are going to be worth 10,000, they're going to be worth more than the ring of the other guy. Ein Mekudeshes. Why is that? Zakti Rashba, listen to this. Umistava del Yelam Ein Mekudeshes, Afilu Kitchevik Sasha Peres Orla, Mishub Dahashtami Aleis Tu Damim. The Asala Mochar. The Imishim Ephron. Ha'ina Ba'ilam. L'chikor like a gufachrina dami. For lo zel mashi kitshe ba'ilcha en mekadeshes. What did Rashba say? Yes, it's true that in a few minutes from now you may have the option of burning this oil and killer karam and having a pile of 100,000 worth of ashes. But that's not what you Makash Isha with. You Makash Isha with a barrel of apples. The apples are not worth anything. The fact that the apples are going to give birth to ashes, and the ashes, that's very nice, but that's a guf achim. That's like a davish l'baliyayim. And then the Rashba starts to discuss about the intricacies of davish l'baliyayim. It's a different entity. It's a different item. Arabic be apples elu. This is Nishkin apples elu. This is ashes elu. I can't say I'm a kashrut with the ashes. The ashes don't aren't here yet. So the apples are also, and the ashes don't exist. So where's the condition? That's the rash mistake. So I'll call upon him. Bein the fear Ramban, bein the fear Rashba. It is theoretically possible to conceive of a kedushin al smach de ashes. It's not crazy to discuss be mekadosh isha with the apples, and then kind of sticking in. Oh, by the way, we don't really mean the apples; we really mean the ashes. The Ramban was so convinced it wasn't just a possibility; it was a reality. The Ramban says the tacha erochenami can actually work. You can be mekadosh isha now with the apples, because the apples will result in being a pruta. And when the Mishnah says it's not good, that means it's not going to result. Those apples, only one apple. It's not going to result in being a pruta. But imtum's limit will be, it will work. And the Rashba said the Ramban is fundamentally right, but practically he's wrong, because I can't cross the bridge from apples to ashes. Sounds like a name of a game. From apples to ashes. There's a davar shel olam impediment here. There's an obstacle stopping me from making that across that bridge. But if I could somehow finagle my way through the intricacy, the backwoods of davar shel olam, maybe it really would. Maybe the Ramban would have to be right. The Rashba doesn't believe it, and that's why he proved his three textual rayas. Third one being a very hard raya, but the Rashba didn't believe the Ramban was fundamentally right, and therefore he's giving a lumdus as to why he's not right. But he's not fundamentally opposed to the switching from apples to ashes, except he can't get over the hump of davar shel olam. L'chaira, both the Ramban and the Rashba are talking the same language. They're both learning the sugya through the eyes of Sheva Pruta. And therefore the Ramban is willing to accept the possibility of kedushin, if and when it's worth the Sheva Pruta. And the Rashba would have also been, if not for the technical, logistical issue of davar shel olam. But if you believe there's something much more profound going on here, there's something so much more problematic going on here, that these apples may not belong to you. I'll tell you a secret. If you don't own the apples, why in the world do you think you own the what? The ashes that come from these apples. Since when does something that doesn't belong to me, it changes form, all of a sudden the new item becomes mine? So for the fact that the Ramban and the Rashba entertain the possibility, and according to the Ramban, the reality of Kedusha potentially being Chal, that seems to point in the direction that the Ramban holds, you really do own these apples. And the Rashba also holds, you really do own these apples. But going back to the drawing board, how we start off the sugya, Rishayim will hold that Yisrael are not yours, may have an entirely different approach to this entire question of the Ramban. They may say this question doesn't even get off the ground. So we have a lot of work to do still on this kasha of the Ramban to appreciate which Rishon will ask the question, which Rishon won't ask the question. And it's not going to be a great surprise that depending on what Rishonim think about the sugya of Esrik Shel Orla, depending on what Rishonim think about Machmen and Machmen Asher HaNiskol, Lav the market of Asher HaNiskol, Chometz, depending on what you think about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lozor, Shei Dvar Mev Shus Shel Adam, is going to greatly, significantly impact on what you do or don't think about this Kasha the Rambam. So Rabbi say, we are still very, very much in the heart and soul of Chometz, of Ein B'Shus Shel Adam. That's the sugya. This has been I warned you a few weeks ago, that these words of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Lazar are going to take us to a tour through Shas. But now, we're analyzing a sugya in Kedushat Daf Nun Vav through the eyes of what you think about Ein B'Shus Shel Adam are all about. And Baruch Hashem, as we started, I mentioned that we are Baruch Hashem well equipped to analyze the sugya because we got all the Eifer part in. You imagine if we hadn't learned anything about Eifer and Nisrofen, I would have had to speak for an hour and a half about Nisrofen and Nikbaran. I give you an introduction. I would have got stuck telling you about Ur Chaim. So Baruch Hashem, we know all that already. So we have that in the back pocket. So now we can read intelligently. We can ask our Rabban. We can understand our Rabban's Kasha. And begin to get a little bit of a flavor of what was bothering the Rishayim. So hopefully it's from tomorrow. We'll try to continue this. Okay.